This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
President Trump clashing with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer over border security during an explosive sit-down.
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, together with the president, clashed big time over border wall funding. With a December 21st deadline to avoid a government shutdown, the clock is ticking.
Trump is demanding $5 billion for a border wall. And as you can imagine, Democrats would rather release Obama's original Kenyan birth certificate than give Trump that wall money, which is why this meeting turned into an absolute mess.
You want to shut it down. You keep talking about it.
The last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened 20 it up
times.
Very quickly.
And 20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
You just said it is effective.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you just said
without
it's effective.
Without a wall.
House Democrats who just won a big victory.
Elections have consequences, Mr. President.
Let me just say.
That's right. And that's why the country is doing so well.
You can do border security without a wall, which is wasteful and doesn't solve the problem.
It totally solves the problem.
And
we've gained in the Senate. Nancy, we've gained in the Senate. Excuse me, did we win the Senate? We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
Okay. Why does Chuck Schumer keep talking to the camera? They're having an argument, and he's like a character in an episode of The Office. He's like,
now the president is doing this right now.
Now, the thing about shutdowns is that if they end quickly, there's not much harm that is done, right? But the longer they go on, the worse the effects are. Now, think of it like this. If you leave your cats at home alone for the weekend, they may not love it, but they'll be fine, right? They'll just, like, drink toilet water or something, right? But if you're gone for 6 months, you're gonna need some new cats, right? And because they escape and then they leave. And 17 days into this shutdown, let's just say that America's cats are starting to stink.
Tonight, nearly a dozen departments and agencies have run out of funding. Roughly 25% of the federal government gone dark.
Here are those departments: agriculture, commerce, justice, homeland security, housing and urban development, interior, state, transportation, treasury.
Many judges are furloughed, creating a backlog in the immigration court system.
Then there are the farmers already under duress from the president's trade war with China. The shutdown means they're not getting those stimulus payments promised by their government.
The ripple effects extending to the national parks, piling up with garbage, even human waste, turning them into health hazards.
Park visitors in some places are taking care of business, shall we say, along pathways or in the woods.
That's right. The shutdown has gotten so bad that at national parks, Americans are pooping on the ground. Who's the shithole country now?
It's day 20 of the second longest government shutdown in history. 1995, we're coming for you. Woo!
With no end in sight, civil servants are marching on Washington, D.C., and the president knows why.
People that won't get next week's pay or the following week's pay, I think if you ever really looked at those people, I think they'd say, Mr. President, keep going.
He's talking about people who work for the IRS or Homeland Security or NASA and are about to miss their first paycheck.
Time to give these people a chance to speak to the president directly and to tell him to keep going. This is a card for President Trump to tell him to keep going. You write whatever you want to President Trump and his keep going card.
American Federation of Government Employees, hell no.
He wrote, keep going, Mr. President. We are all not behind you. You mean not is what he meant to write.
Stop the BS.
Stop the BS. Bad seeds trying to come in from over the border, right? We got it, Ryan.
See, the people do support the president.
You tell President Trump exactly how much you support him and what he's doing. Don't hold back.
Maybe this rally just needs a good, simple chant.
Keep going, keep going, keep going, Mr. President. Keep going, Mr. President. Where's everybody leaving? Come back.
So today at the White House, the president met with congressional leaders to try and negotiate an end to the shutdown. And Trump shut that down too.
Unfortunately, the president just got up and walked out. He asked Speaker Pelosi, will you agree to my wall? She said no. And he just got up and said, then we have nothing to discuss, and he just walked out.
This was what President Trump had to say about it. He said, quote, just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked, are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said no. I said bye-bye. Nothing else works.
Bye-bye. Man, say what you want about Trump. Some of the things that he does are pretty badass, right? Because that's always been a dream of mine. I'm not gonna lie. I've always dreamed of walking into a meeting and being like, are you guys gonna give me what I want? No? Well, then this meeting's over. Bye-bye.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All we got from Trump was basically another immigration stump speech. And like not even one of these fun ones, you know, where he like jerks off an imaginary giant or whatever he's doing. Instead, we just got a low energy Jeb version of Trump.
My fellow Americans, tonight I am speaking to you because there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. The federal government remains shut down. For one reason, and one reason only, because Democrats will not fund border security. This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul.
Soul. Crisis of the soul. You know Trump had to practice that word hard, because he's never said it before, right? He was probably reading a draft of the speech like, a crisis of the soul. Saul, did you guys just make up this word? I love it. Give me more nonsense words like this. I love it. Saul. And look, for all the hype, the speech wasn't even that long. It was only 10 minutes, and 8 minutes of it was just Trump sniffing.
This barrier is absolutely critical to border security. That defends our borders and reopens the government. Democrats in Congress have refused to acknowledge the crisis.
This guy, he's sniffing so much, it sounds like he's trying to get all the drugs off the street himself. I'll get rid of them, bring them to me. But even in that short 10 minutes, President Trump managed to pack in a lot of scaring the shit out of people about illegal immigrants.
Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, meth, heroin, cocaine. More Americans will die from drugs this year, sex crimes, violent killings, murdered, raped, beaten, beheading, dismembering, blood, blood.
Good Lord. So much violence. This thing was on TV at 9 p.m. This doesn't belong on network. This was an HBO speech. They should have put up one of those content warnings first so you could get the kids out of the room, you know? And right now, it looks like the shutdown could go on for a very long time because both sides feel like they have a mandate from voters, right? Trump could say that he won the presidency, promising a border wall, so he has a duty to build that wall. But on the other hand, he also promised that Mexico would pay for it. The Democrats could say that they just won the midterms in a landslide and they ran against the wall, so they have an obligation to stop it. But the one thing everyone should be able to agree on is that none of this should shut the government down. This is politics. This is what you're supposed to be discussing. It's your job. And it's also disingenuous for President Trump to try and blame the shutdown on the Democrats, especially after saying this.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it.
Unless it goes bad, then I'm blaming you guys. Bye-bye. The whole debate has just devolved into wall or no wall, like caveman Congress. And if there's one thing we know, it's that nothing will stop immigrants from trying to come to America. This is a place that people dream of coming to because people who are trying to make a better, safer life for their families will do anything to achieve that dream. And I know Donald Trump understands this because of this video we found from 15 years ago.
Never, ever give up. Don't give up. Don't allow it to happen. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall.
We know from DHS testing over the course of the last year that all of President Trump's prototypes were breachable in some way. But now for the first time, NBC News has exclusively obtained a photograph of the steel slat barrier style border wall design that was clearly cut through with what we are told is a household saw.
You'd think the news that you can just saw through a steel wall would be devastating news for Trump. But apparently, he already knows about this, and he's not concerned.
There are pictures this morning showing steel barrier wall being sawed straight through. What good is a steel wall if they can saw through it?
There's nothing that can't be penetrated, but you fix it.
I get what he's saying. Again, I get it. Even if a wall isn't 100% impenetrable, it's still better than nothing. And America's gonna need all the help it can get because the way Trump tells it, things on the border are about to get nuts.
Here's the story. There is another major caravan forming right now in Honduras. And so far, we're trying to break it up. But so far, it's bigger than anything we've seen.
I don't know why, but the president makes it sound like a hurricane of Hondurans is heading for the US. You don't know, I mean, like, say what you want about him as president, but Donald Trump would make a great immigration weatherman.
Here's the story. There is another major caravan forming right now in Honduras. And so far, we're trying to break it up. But so far, it's bigger than anything we've seen. And a drone isn't going to stop it. And a sensor isn't going to stop it. But you know what's going to stop it in its tracks? A nice, powerful wall.
President Trump is demanding $5 billion from U.S. taxpayers to fund the wall, which is weird, because during the campaign, he might have mentioned once or twice another idea for where the wall money would come from.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Mexico is going to pay for the wall.
The only thing worse than one Trump is many Trumps. Mexico's gonna pay for it. That was Trump's signature catchphrase. More than any other catchphrase, more than you're fired, more than make America great again, even more than don't tell my wife about this. But we never should have actually believed that Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Because every time someone asked Trump how Mexico would pay, he had a completely different explanation.
There will be a payment. It will be in a form, perhaps a complicated form.
One way or the other, Mexico is going to pay for the wall. That's right. It may be through reimbursement, but one way or the other, Mexico will pay for the wall.
The wall will pay for itself on a monthly basis.
We're working on a tax reform bill that will generate revenue from Mexico that will pay for the wall. We have a trade deficit with Mexico of $58 billion. All I have to do is start playing with that trade deficit, and believe me, they're going to pay for the wall.
They may even write us a check by the time they see what happens.
Obviously, they're not going to write a check.
It's going to be paid for by Canada, by the way. It's going to be paid for. Maybe I'll get Canada paid. Going to be paid for by Mexico.
Wait, what? You know, Donald Trump is truly a legend. Instead of admitting that he misspoke, he'd rather try and make Canada pay for the wall. He's just like, yeah, Canada's going to pay. I mean, yeah, actually, Canada's going to pay. I might make them pay for the wall. And shame, Canada is so nice, they'd probably do it. They'd be like, this is not really about us, but I guess we'll pay, eh?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
So obviously, things are not going well for America right now, which is awkward for President Trump, because his big State of the Union speech is less than 2 weeks away. Although today, Nancy Pelosi suggested that maybe now is not a good time.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has sent a letter to President Trump asking to move the day of the State of the Union address, citing security concerns.
Pelosi writes, "Sadly, given the security concerns, unless government reopens this week, I suggest we work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened for this address, or for you to consider delivering your State of the Union address in writing to Congress on January 29th.
That's right. Not only is the State of the Union uncertain, the state of the State of the Union is uncertain. And Nancy Pelosi, she's kind of right. It is tough to convince people that the State of the Union is strong when you have to give the speech by candlelight because the government hasn't paid its bills. Trump's just gonna be sitting there like, closer, Mitch, closer, close, not too close. I swear to God, if you burn my weave, bitch. But I personally hope they can fix this soon. Because Trump delivering the State of the Union in writing would be a disaster, okay? I mean, this is the same guy who tweeted the word hamburgers yesterday. Like, if Trump writes his speech down, he's gonna end up declaring that the State of the Union is schlong. It's not gonna work out. And plus, if he doesn't do the speech out loud, we'd all miss out on all the weird physical stuff that he does, you know? Unless he writes that into the speech too. Then it would work. If he was like, we need to pull out of Syria, sniff for 8 seconds, and we need to kick out illegal immigrants, finger gun, bouncy ball, finger gun, draw the blinds, bring it home with the accordion, folks.
President Trump moments ago canceling House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's overseas trip to Brussels, Egypt, and the war zone that is Afghanistan, hours before the speaker and her congressional delegation were set to leave, saying in part, quote, in light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. He goes on to write, obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative.
Ooh.
You can feel Trump said it like it's the worst thing he could think of. If you want to fly commercial, That's hardcore though, right? Canceling her flight right before she's about to take off. That's like the complete opposite of a romantic comedy. Like, I imagine Trump ran through the airport like, Nancy, Nancy, wait, Nancy, there's something I have to tell you. And Pelosi was like, yes, Donald's like, Nancy, get the fuck off the plane.
Overnight, President Trump blinking in his State of the Union stare down with Nancy Pelosi. The president writing in a late night tweet, I will do the address when the shutdown is over. I am not looking for an alternative venue for the State of the Union address because there is no venue that can compete with the history, tradition, and importance of the House chamber.
Oh, look at that. Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi facing off, and Trump blinked first, which of course we knew would happen because Nancy Pelosi does not blink.
The shutdown is over.
800,000 furloughed federal workers will go back to work today and should be getting their back pay within days.
That fix only opens the government for 3 weeks, and it does not provide any new money for a border wall, as President Trump had demanded.
I am very proud to announce today that we have reached a deal to end the shutdown and reopen the federal government.
Have you ever noticed how all of Trump's accomplishments are just fixing things that he broke? He's like, folks, good news. I freed the immigrant kids from their cages. Wait, who put them in cages? Also me. I'm glad to announce North Korea isn't gonna blow us up anymore. Wait, why were they gonna blow us up? Because I called him a fat little rocket man. Maybe it would have been all worth it for Trump if he had gotten some of that sweet, sweet wall money. But he folded with nothing to show for it. And even some of his strongest supporters are admitting that Trump got owned by Nancy Pelosi, bigly.
Broken man, biggest wimp. Trump just allowed Nancy to walk all over him.
It's clear Trump did not come out on top. I'm not gonna spin it for you.
She has just whipped the president of the United States. And this
No.
And to deny it is to try to escape from reality.
You heard what Lou Dobbs said. If you can't acknowledge that Nancy Pelosi whooped Trump's ass, then you are not in touch with reality. And honestly, I don't know why Lou Dobbs delivered this message on TV. He could have just posted a sign in the Fox News break room.
He did not cave. He made a tactical decision, a strategy decision to pick the ground to fight on.
To pick the ground to fight on. To pick the ground. Yo, I'm sorry, this is unbelievable. No matter what Trump does, he's always a mastermind who's accomplishing precisely what he wanted to do. Like, if Trump was boxing and he got knocked out cold, like, Jeanine Pirro would be like, brilliant, another strategic consciousness pause by President Trump. You can't get knocked down if you stay on the ground. But look, if you ignore the stands over at Fox News, it's pretty clear the shutdown was a political disaster for President Trump. It hurt the economy. It destroyed his approval ratings. And worst of all, he's not getting his wall. And remember, Congress only has 3 weeks to reach an agreement on border security before the government runs out of money again. But the good news is there probably won't be another shutdown. Because after seeing how bad this shutdown went, like, only a true moron would think of shutting down the government again. And no one is that stupid, right?
We begin today with the president's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. Is the president really prepared to shut down the government again in 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think he actually is.
My man.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health.
With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.